Street. Albert, not every day does the community get the chance to engage with an international author of Tolowa Molol's stature. Recognized for his literary prowess, particularly in youth literature, Molol's remarkable journey as a professional author has seen him pen 18 books in English and 5 in Swahili, the national language of his native Tanzania. Among his most laudable achievements is the Governor General Award-winning The Orphan Boy. A man of versatile talent, Molol doesn't just reside in the literary world. With his roots firmly planted in the theater as an actor and dramatist, both in Tanzania and Canada, he brings the magic of stories alive not only through written words but also through captivating performances. This month, Molol is set to commence his term as the St. Albert Public Library's writer in residence. Having already engaged with budding authors in Strathcona County and Fort Saskatchewan earlier this year, Molol is excited about what lies ahead. I had quite a lot of one-on-one consultations with writers who appreciated my input in their writing, he said. My consultations went smoothly following a formula of online and in-person interactions. Apart from these one-on-one consultations, Molol is gearing up for various programs that cater to all age groups. People should watch the SAPL website and the Writer in Residence webpage for available programs, he said. With a panel discussion on writing for the young already scheduled for September 19, other potential offerings include storytelling sessions for grades 3 to 6, writing workshops, school visits, and participation in the National Novel Writing Month in November. Earlier this year, St. Albert Public Library's CEO Peter Bailey reflected on the value that Mr. Molol offers to the city's literary community. Tolowa brings a wealth of experience in multiple writing genres to his role as regional writer in residence, and we're excited to see how his skills and enthusiasm will inspire area writers of all ages and across genres. Molol's belief in the transformative power of public libraries resonates deeply. He sees them as avenues that provide intellectual, creative, and educational stimulation. Growing up in an environment where libraries were a rare luxury, Molol holds an immense appreciation for these resource centers that go beyond just books. As a literary educator, Molol's approach is characterized by support, empathy, and keen insight. In my editing, for example, I aim to make a piece of writing straightforward, focused, and clear, he said. Encouraging writers to be concise and to hone their unique voices, Molol's guidance is often about simplification and precision. Inexperienced writers, according to Molol, need reassurance and the liberty to make mistakes. He advises them that perfection is not the goal, continuous effort is. A bad draft is better than no draft, he wisely notes. Listen to the back of your head. Sometimes when we are busy with other things, our brain can work on a story in the back of our head. So it's good to track ideas and capture them when the ideas come to you. And while he remains deeply engaged with mentoring others, Molol's own creative juices continue to flow. He is currently engrossed in Anthem of Life Part 1, a theatrical adaptation of the poetic work Anthem of the Decades by South African poet Mazisi Kunin. This project, infused with dance, music, acting, and grand visual representations, promises to be another feather in Molol's already adorned cap. Members of the public are able to contact Molol at regionalwer@gmail.com, or through the first point of referral at the library's website. All the WER services are free and available for all ages. The St. Albert Public Library, and indeed the broader community, stands on the cusp of an enriching literary season. As the pages turn on this exciting chapter, the horizon looks promising, filled with stories, lessons, and boundless inspiration.